The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur.
Bonjour to you, Abs.
Would you believe, from one of our listeners has sent an SMS, Jean-Jacques, saying that, or claiming that, Afrikaans was voted the sexiest language in the world. I would have imagined that would have been French or Spanish or something.
Well, I've never seen that particular vote, but I certainly would have thought, you know, that a language, there are others. We're on thin ice here, aren't we?
we are on thin ice. Hey, don't get me wrong. I like some Afrikaans terminology. I've just mentioned now cook sisters and miskade boliki, Rafik said boki and leafy. So those are nice words, but sexiest language in the world? I'm thinking French or Spanish. But nonetheless, we are not experts in this field. Let's talk about Africa, monsieur. Senegal, what's the latest there?
Well, they're having a meeting aimed at ending a child marriage, and they've got first ladies there, they've got some prime ministers. But Central and West Africa, by 2050, will be the highest incidence of child marriage on the globe. It's already the highest, of course, in Africa, 1.7 million child marriages a year. One in three girls getting married in Senegal is married as a child. So this is Save the Children, the UN organization, has opened that conference. And, I mean, essentially they're looking at the economic malaise caused by child marriage, at the health malaise. You know, young brides are getting are more likely to catch HIV. That sort of thing. And, you know, even looking at the United States, where they have in half of the states, they don't have any legislation on the minimum marriage age. So this is not African only. It's pretty global. But in Africa, it's particularly bad and particularly damaging. And they've got to look at something, some way of obviating it.
And Egypt, what's coming out of there?
Well, you know, in Egypt, 54 officers, that is 20 of them officers and 34 of them conscripts, raiding a militant hideout southwest of Cairo, have been killed. It's one of the deadliest fights in Egypt in recent years. They were backed by armored personnel, they came into rocket fire and all sorts of quite heavy weapons used against them. But by all accounts, they ran out of ammunition, and then the attack continued. This was the government forces ran out of ammunition. But Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the Egyptian leader, says that they are absolutely determined to secure their borders and hunt down terrorists. He says they will redouble their efforts to do this.
And the U.S. Defense Secretary is saying that they will focus more on Africa now.
Yes, Jim Mattis says their counterterrorism activities will focus more on Africa. He's handing the sort of the use of lethal force is going to be permitted more and more, and the actual commanders in the field will be given more decision-making authority. This is following the killing of the four Green Berets in Niger. The one of them, of course, La David Johnson, whose wife, Maisha, whose widow, says that Donald Trump didn't even remember his name when he spoke to her. Essentially, they're not turning away from it. They're trying to find out exactly what happened. They were supposed to be on a routine patrol. Did they then decide to go after somebody or some terrorists at this time? The Pentagon is probing it very closely. But we also hear that Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., is making her first trip to Africa. She's going to South Sudan, Ethiopia, and the DRC, and will be looking at UN peacekeeping operations. The United States picks up the lion's share of the cost of those operations, so they're obviously looking at how effective they are.
Jean-Jacques Cornish, thank you so much, sir, for joining us on the show this morning. Ademir.
Okay, Ademir, mon vieux.
Thank you, sir. Jean-Jacques Cornish with your African update.